Listening 3. Read, listen, and write a letter in each box. 1.
Yes, that's right, Linda. I was there last night. And I'd like to know why the information on the bill was not right. I mean, the band played on Fire Stage. It was advertised that they would be playing on Light Stage. It's absolutely ruthless. We paid £85, which I consider enough. I mean, if I'd known that would happen, I wouldn't have bothered attending the event. I can't believe that's their strategy to get more fans going to concerts, is it?
2.
Oh, hello, Linda. Some of the people who called in before said they couldn't see anything. I can't understand why they complained. I mean, I got stage side. I mean, everybody knows it is a huge venue, and whatever the event being held there, they must make sure they get there the earliest possible. Besides, the people who organized the event put those big screens because they wanted all the fans to get a view of the bands playing on stage. I know it's not the same, but once again, the venue is huge and you can't be late for any event being held there. And another thing everybody tries to avoid is long queuing. But if they want to get right to the front, they should do it. You know, it takes ages, but it is worth it.
3.
I can't tell anything about the previous callers complaining about the concert. I mean, they got in. Does the area they were at matter? I tried every option available to get a ticket, and I had no luck. I mean, phoning, writing, texting, WhatsApp, going to music stores, but none worked at all. I just had to make some popcorn, get myself some soda, and sit on the couch to see the concert on the internet. I must have missed out an option. So has anyone out there got any ideas of when and where the next festival will take place? I'd like to prevent this from happening again, and for that, I need to figure out what I did wrong. What's the best way to...
4.
Linda, how do you like what's been put in the press? Have you read it yet? They said the Lions have lost their touch, that they are dull. They should regret writing that because it was one of the greatest concerts I've been to. And I thought of phoning open to point out that the words they use are absolutely not the ones the Lions deserve. I mean, were we at different events? That could explain everything because the band is known for the energy and power they project when they are on stage. And they did that last night indeed.
5.
I don't think I am the only one who's noticed the evolution the Lions have had over the last few years. Yeah, surely I'm not. None of the callers has mentioned anything about it so far. I mean, we could tell a lot about their new look, hairstyles, clothes, accessories, among other things. At first, I thought it'd been a bit of a mistake, but it looks totally different when you see it live. It's quite soon to tell its general feel. I mean, the Lions have fans of different ages, and we know different generations have different likings. So I wonder what people out there think about it. Was it a good move or not a thing to try?